We're all thirsty for a little excitement to break up the boring, and the makers of Bubbly have released a new sparkling water beverage called Bubbly Burst, a drink that flips the script on boring with a burst of bold fruit flavors. So I wanted to talk about some of the things that made me and my family burst out laughing this week. First, here at the Vile Files, we love watching reality TV, and we watch a lot of TV to get ready for the show, which is funny because we had family in town over the weekend, and they asked what we had to do. I said, well, we have some work to do, and then they were like, well, what do you mean work? Because we spent the whole Saturday just watching, you know, reality TV. And they were, well, it seemed a bit envious that what we called work, they call watching TV, which is, well, it made me laugh. I'm obviously committed to my job. Second, we're in full wedding prep, and I just got my first pair of cowboy boots, and Natalie says she needs to now teach me how to line dance before our welcome party, which, as you can imagine, has been a ton of fun, created a lot of laughs between us, because there's nothing more fun and funny than to goof around with my lovely fiancé. And lastly, our daughter River has really been making us laugh out loud with all of her fake cries and weird facial expressions. We like to think that she's being dramatic. She's just being a baby, but it's really keeping us... keeping our spirits high and laughing out loud all the way to no sleep. So let me know what you relate to and what makes you burst out laughing this week. And don't forget to try Bubbly Burst. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back for the second time this week. Part 2 of 3 of this week, your bachelorette recap with very special guest, my friend and ABC executive, Rob Mills. He's a returning guest. He oversees all alternative television on ABC, including the Bachelor franchise, as well as things like Jimmy Kimmel, the Oscars, all the great game shows you see on ABC.
New Year's
and Dancing with the Stars. He was kind enough to join us to recap this episode, answer some questions that we have. We also touch into some Dancing with the Stars, some fun facts about Caitlin and Chrishell I did not know about, and some Bachelorette crossover, as well as things that are going on this season that are quite confusing.
Yeah. He gave us some clarity over there.
Well, yeah.
A little bit. I danced around clarity.
I've enjoyed Claire. I am ready to get to Tayshia. It's...
Yeah.
It's starting to get uncomfortable a little bit.
Just, yeah. Could you imagine being the guys? I can't imagine.
Yeah. Well, they'll be fine. So, yeah. It's a great episode. We, again, appreciate Rob taking the time. Make sure to tune in tomorrow for a fantastic episode with Ryan Haddon, a life coach and hypnotist, who we have just a great conversation about the importance of having a relationship with yourself, how often we forget about that, dismiss it, how that plays a role into our relationships with other people, and how if we aren't ready to and able to love ourselves, then it's really, quite frankly, we're never going to be at a place to have the most fulfilling relationship with a partner. So I really enjoyed talking to Ryan, and I know you will too. Make sure to tune in tomorrow for that. And as always, hopefully, please subscribe, rate us 5 stars. We appreciate it. Thank you all for voting for the People's Choice. It really means a lot. I know you guys all did that, or some of you, whoever, if you did, thank you very much. And anything else? We just get to Rob?
Let's get to Rob.
Rob, thanks so much for coming.
Yep.
Welcome
Nick,
back.
Great seeing you, buddy.
It's always good to see you.
Have I not seen you since?
I don't know.
We probably like messaged, but I don't think I've seen you since then.
That's why I always have you in, just to kind of catch
it's great.
Up.
This is like our catch up.
It's like a meeting and a podcast.
It's nice.
All at the same time. I feel like this is a great episode to have you on as the executive who oversees The Bachelor on ABC. A lot of questions in Bachelor Nation, and maybe you can shed some light.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's funny because the first I came in and the first thing you said was like, what a weird episode.
Yeah, this episode was weird, and I feel like we're at that tipping point. Before we get into The Bachelor, you have another very popular show on TV right now, Dancing with the Stars. My friend, Caitlin, is crushing
it. She is crushing it,
How is the season going from your point of view? And it sounds like you got a new host and ratings are doing well.
Yeah, I think
well.
It's been good. I don't know how much you've been watching, but...
I watch Caitlin's dances, and I Chriselle's, mm-hmm. who was on the podcast. And
oh, right.
Yeah, and PETA, who recently just left as my former partner.
Actually, it's a weird... So, just one quick aside, not to keep going off on tangents, but so with Chriselle, it's funny you mentioned that. She would never remember this. I actually have had lunch with Chriselle. This was about 10 or 11 years ago.
Really?
To talk about being the Bachelorette.
Come on.
Because
stop.
We were going to do a... This is a big exclusive, a Vile Files exclusive.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
I love it.
And so we were talking about what do we put on in the... We, you know, summer is when we debut a lot of new... That's when Dancing premiered and Survivor originally premiered there. Summer is where a lot of alternative programming starts. Mm-hmm. And we had been doing stuff that wasn't really working. So we were like, well, what's something that we could do that we know will work? And this is when Bachelorette didn't... I don't know if anyone remembers this, but there was a time when Bachelorette was sort of done just like every so often when they decided to do it.
Yeah. Well, that's why you have like season 20, whatever, The Bachelor.
That's
and
right.
Season 15 or 16 of The Bachelorette.
That's exactly right. Yeah. There was like four Bachelors for every one Bachelorette. So I remember saying, well, let's just do Bachelorette. Like that's the bar for success is lower in the summer because that's, I think, why Bachelorette wasn't done as much mm-hmm. because it didn't do as well as Bachelor did.
Sure.
So we committed to, okay, we're just going to do Bachelorette. And so at that point, we didn't know if we do who it was going to be. So we were looking for people and our casting director said, oh, we should meet with this girl, Chriselle Stoush. She's amazing. And we had this incredible lunch. I think it was at the Beverly Hills Hotel. And just, she was awesome. And I was convinced, I'm like, this is the Bachelorette. This is the Bachelorette.
What happened?
And then Brad Womack's season aired. And that's when he let go of both girls. And one of them was Deanna.
Okay.
And then there was everybody, including, I remember Ellen DeGeneres actually calling the president of ABC at the time saying, this woman needs to be the Bachelorette. This is before we even said we were going to do a Bachelorette.
Sure.
And it was, at that point, I was like, well, how do we not do that?
Wow.
And then the rest is like the whole thing of what could have happened.
What was Chriselle doing at that time? Was she acting?
She was an actress. I think she was on All My Children at the time. But yeah, it could have been, Chriselle could have been the Bachelorette. We wouldn't have had Deanna. And then we wouldn't have thought to have Jason Mesnick. And then
And
Nick, where would you be right now?
I might not be the Bachelor. Crazy.
Nick, you'd be in Wisconsin.
Yeah, selling software.
I know.
You know, being some sort of mid-level manager.
That's right, yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Wow.
So anyway, so that's a,
made a moment to really,
it's
flip
a
this.
Weird, it's so bizarre. And I wonder if she'd remember. I haven't really seen her. It's bizarre in dancing because everybody has to be so distanced.
Did she know she was having a meeting to be the Bachelorette, or was she just,
oh no, it was a lunch to talk about being Bachelorette. Oh, absolutely.
She must have remembered.
I don't know if she'd remember now, like, because it was so long.
She'd rather forget that, having
maybe
married,
she would. I don't know.
Exactly. Justin Hartley.
A lot has happened. Yeah. So again, the butterfly effect of.
But it comes full circle. Mm-hmm. Now she is a reality TV
now
star.
Now she's on Dancing with the Stars.
And then she's on Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. She's doing well as well.
She's doing great. I think this one is interesting. I think part of the reason for the ratings being up, I think Tyra, there's been a lot of curiosity about that. There was obviously... The best thing for dancing is when you can launch it with somebody that it's like, well, what the hell is that going to be like? And that was Carol Baskin, obviously.
Yeah. So good. Well done.
And then it was great that she was only on a couple weeks. Like that was, it wasn't like a Sean Spicer or one of those things where it's like she's on way too long. And now I think it is just, I think everybody's great. I think it's going to be really difficult to see who is... Every week, it's going to be kind of a shocking upset.
Yeah, because it's some pretty, you got Caitlin doing well, you got mm-hmm. Chriselle, you got, Neve Schultman.
Yeah.
Jeannie Mai
is one of those ones that I sort of thought, you know, okay, she'll be good or whatever. But she to me has been the real surprise. And Justina from
That's
one
my
day
girl.
At a time, too.
Is the Olympic figure skater.
Johnny Weir.
Is he still on?
Johnny Weir.
Johnny Weir is still on.
Okay.
But Vernon went home last week. So yeah.
Johnny is Johnny victim of being expected to be great?
No, so. I don't think so. I think everybody now in a weird way is expected to be great because they all have Neve, I think people didn't expect. He has a lot of dance training that nobody would have known. Yeah. So he's better than expected, but I think now everybody knows everybody's good.
When Caitlin got that
Lady Gaga plug, episode one.
I mean, that was amazing.
I was kind of did it. You know.
But it's incredible how much love there. And as you know, Nick, like Caitlin, this was a long time coming.
Long time, yes.
You know, she was on the show and then was pulled off. And I always, you know, obviously I think everyone felt bad about that. And I think she was really upset and didn't. I think it was much more about Chris Soules had been on the season before. And then really was all about dancing and not about, God, who did he pick that season?
Whitney.
Whitney, that's right. And I think that sort of soured people at the franchise of like, okay, you can't be doing this just to go on Dancing with the Stars. So yeah. She unfortunately, you know, caught some shrapnel and was the victim of that.
Totally.
But I actually think this was the perfect season for her.
It's funny how it worked. You know, things tend to work out. I mean, I'm sure Caitlin would have did well then, but... Probably
I feel
more fun.
Like now she also sort of knows herself. She's not just the Bachelorette Caitlin. Like she's and somebody who
turns out she's a talented singer and it's leveraging, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
She wouldn't have been dropping songs.
She wouldn't have
on Dancing.
I think it's great.
Yeah, so it's
and I think
well.
Seeing Jason be on this sort of journey with her has been great as well.
And Jason, great guy.
Oh, he's so great.
World champion, supportive boyfriend. Which
best,
I think is
absolutely.
A contrast to what she used to have.
Yeah, I think it's definitely nice. Like, I loved... I mean, I remember... I think it was just seeing how much Caitlin still was beloved. So I remember talking to the Bachelor producers and saying, like, you know, I think if you guys are okay with it, we should put her on Dancing. Like, now is the right time. And then being able to tell her on that Greatest Seasons Ever and just watching Jason, like...
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
To me, when I rewatched that, I actually like watching Jason. Because he's so happy for her.
He's great. Caitlin got on Dancing with the Stars, and then I got a painting with me and Chris Harrison.
That's, I know.
Which is about the same. But I got to Dancing with the Stars.
Now, this is always my favorite thing with you, because you love dancing. And,
I had so
and
much
you
fun.
Were so great.
Yeah.
So whenever it's a theme, so this week it's Horror Villains Night. Like, which one would you have been?
Horror Villains?
Yeah.
Is it Disney related?
No, it's not. It's just because it's Halloween. Like, Nelly is going to do Freddy Krueger.
Beetlejuice.
Next I would have wanted to, like, in my dream, if I could pull it off, and I don't know if I would, it would have been, like, Thriller, right? And
oh,
do, like,
interesting.
A thriller
that would have
been
good.
And, like, do
okay.
be a zombie Thriller dance.
Oh, that would have been good.
If I could, like, pull off the moves. Mm-hmm.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been kind of cool.
Oh. I wish you were on that season.
Yeah.
This season.
What else? I don't know.
Pennywise
Edward
might have been good for you.
Edward Scissorhands. Pennywise.
Edward Scissorhands would have been
yeah. I was Pennywise. Yikes. Is anyone being
Pennywise?
I don't think so. I think Vernon was actually going to do it and then got voted off, unfortunately.
Gotcha.
But I think Carrie Ann might do it as a judge.
I was really surprised and conflicted by, like, last week, your Halloween came out, and there are some attractive women friends I have that really pulled off. You know how Halloween's always about, like, the sexy you can make any costume sexy? And I was like, I'm as going as Pennywise. I'm like...
was there a sexy Pennywise?
No, and I was like, way to go against the grain. Just be the monster, right? No,
that's
they
right.
pulled off, and I was like, I'm weirdly turned on. This is uncomfortable.
Oh god,
like it was a whole thing. They really can get creative.
I hope you didn't
talk to your therapist about that. Maybe,
pardon me. Not.
I think you should talk to your therapist.
Yeah, I probably should. It was really disturbing. I was like,
was.
I don't know. Well, let's get to the Bachelorette.
Yeah,
shall
episode
we?
Episode 3.
It's been an interesting season so far. How are you feeling about it?
Well, I feel good. I mean, I think that Claire was exactly what we thought she'd be, which is Claire. Unpredictable. You know?
So you guys, that's kind of the big question is, and I know Claire a little bit, and I've always given...
I didn't know. I thought you would know each other better, actually.
I've only met her two or three times.
Oh, is that right?
And always briefly. We were, you know, we never were on the same show. We're kind of from the same generation, if you will, in the show.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I guess that is true.
She was on Juan Pablo's, you know, Andy's, and then her two times on Paradise was the
one
time.
Oh, God, you're right.
I wasn't.
So you did overlap by one season.
Yeah.
And that's right. And then you were on Paradise probably right after her.
Mm-hmm. And there were, like, a couple events I've met her. I don't know her all too well, but...
Well, she also sort of faded, and this was what was really appealing to us when we met with her last February. She'd kind of faded out of the spot. Like, she was just back in Sacramento being a hairdresser, and she really came into it with like a, you know, yeah, look, if you guys want me, that's totally great. I'd be honored. I would love it. If not, get it too. You know, so it was great. But she just, she really just wanted to make this happen.
Well, this morning I woke up, and as I sometimes do, felt a little stiff, you know, the body is... takes a while to warm up. And then the first thing I had this morning was a vegetable smoothie, and I put my bubs in it. My bubs, my collagen protein. And I'll tell you what, not only did I get the collagen protein that I need, my body needs, because as we get older, we run out of collagen in our body. I didn't taste it. It didn't change my delicious vegetable smoothie at all. And I got the protein my body needs, all while having wonderful breakfast. You start losing collagen. You produce less collagen as soon as your 20s. The protein your body uses to replenish itself.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. Bubs is collagen protein. It's part of my routine. I take it every day now. I take it in the morning. I take it when I work out. It's a Whole 30 approved and NSF certified for sports. So you know it's the highest quality, and they even give 10% of their profits to charity. You can mix it in your morning coffee, tea. As I mentioned, I put it in my smoothies. It dissolves quickly. It's not clumpy or grainy, which is so important when you're taking protein. If you've ever had protein, you know what I mean.
And it helps your hair and your skin and your nails as well. And it supports your bones and joints and digestion. It's like crazy.
It's amazing. So make sure you are getting your collagen with Bubs, all natural protein. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code VIALL at bubsnaturals.com. That's 20% off promo code VIALL at bubsnaturals.com. You know what's one thing people always dismiss and they should know more about? What your pans and pots are made of. No, I'm serious. Like, when you
put, true. I don't know what my pans and pots are made of.
And when you put things on a stove and heat it up, you want to make sure you have the highest quality. I mean, you're cooking your food in them. Yeah, and you should know what your pots and pans are made of. I think so. Green pans, the ceramic nonstick cookware category, and are pioneers of great cookware without harmful toxins like PFAS, PFOA, lead, and cadmium.
It's crazy to think that your regular pans, that you could be cooking with toxic chemicals in your regular pans.
It is crazy. It's scary. And it's true that it happens. Why does ceramic matter? It doesn't emit fumes when it's cooked, conducts heat evenly, is super easy to clean, and allows you to cook with less oil or butter, making the food you cook healthier. And my favorite thing about them, it does cook evenly, super easy to clean. Like, it just like slides right off. Green pan emits 60% less CO2 during the production process when they're made, and they're solar powered factories, so you can feel good that they are doing everything they can to keep your world green. They have full sets, frying pans, grill pans, woks, pots, accessories, and tons of different collections to choose from to give your kitchen a refresh it needs. Right now, they have an exclusive offer just for Viofile listeners. If you go to greenpan.us and use promo code VIALL, you'll receive 30% off your entire order, plus free shipping on orders over $50. Whether you buy one pan or whether you buy one pan or a whole set, that's 30% off. So head to greenpan.us and use promo code VIALL. Remember, healthy cooking is more than just food you make. It's products that you use to cook in too. That's awesome. And then you guys were like, I know you guys were prepared for the unpredictable, so to speak.
The unpredictable, not this though. This not was this. Crazy. Even I will say, at this point in the thing, the big worry was, oh my god, Dale's gonna go wire to wire, and you know, not dissimilar. Believe you know, no offense to you, Nick, but I think Andy's season, that was a little bit of the problem. Like, I remember it was like, oh god, please let. And then she did have her one on one with you, and it was like, okay, I think we have a horse race here, but it was really
Josh
always going to be Josh.
Yeah.
You know, it just was, and it's JoJo, and JoJo will be on later in the season.
I totally forgot about that.
JoJo, you know, she's going to be filling for Harrison.
Yeah.
And she talks a little bit about it too. Like, she, you know, she kind of knew night one, it was Jordan, even though she let herself say, okay, I got to, and I think Andy did as well.
I think that's pretty common, mm-hmm. right?
So that was where it was here. It was like, okay, Claire will, you know, there'll be some other people. And we sort of saw it a little bit in the first few episodes. Blake Moynes, her kind of time with her on night one. And some of the other guys, we've had a few one-on-one dates, but nothing to where it that was the big worry at this point. It was like, okay, it's just going to be Dale going from episode one to episode 10.
When you guys started filming and then quickly, not even started filming, mm-hmm. when everyone showed up and then Corona happened, were you guys worried about the fact that so many of the guys were released and everyone's going to go back and the integrity of the show? Or were you just like, well, I guess we'll just see what happens, let it play out?
There were so many other things to worry about. I don't think that was even a thought.
Okay,
because it was just like, God, are we even going to have the show?
Sure.
That was such an undertaking. I mean, I can't say enough about what the producers did. I mean, they had to put together a 40-page document because these are big corporations. It's mm-hmm. Warner Brothers. It's Disney. You have to show them that you're not putting anyone at risk. So that was the least of our worries, was Claire's going to see some of these guys.
Gotcha. Well, that makes sense.
And the fringe benefit was a lot of these guys, then we got to cast some newer guys.
Yeah, more
some
time.
Some guys are more age appropriate. So it wasn't like every one of these guys was there.
Gotcha.
But Dale was one of them.
Dale was one of them. Mm-hmm. So this episode kicks off and kind of that cliffhanger. Is Yosef? Yosef. Yosef sucks.
Yeah.
Right?
He does suck. Yeah, absolutely.
He sucks.
You know mm-hmm. you suck when in that world you have a plan and you tell your plan to your peers. Your peers who have a rooting interest in your demise. And that's right. Like, maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's a bad idea.
Yeah, that's right.
Because usually, I mean, there are all the, you know, people question producer influence. Like, listen, if they were worried that Yosef would back down.
That's right.
They might have been like, go talk to Claire. But no, he's talking, hanging out with the guys, telling him his plan. Yeah. The guys are like, I don't know, man. Seems like a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, that was pretty bad. I mean, he clearly was not a threat to anyone, but it was also just was like the tone of it was just so nasty. Like,
so
I'm just going to go and browbeat this woman about something that really I have no rooting interest in. I mean, that was my favorite thing. The first thing Claire says is, that's why you weren't on the date.
Great.
You know, so it's
she's
like,
been
done.
Great at mm-hmm. responding and holding her own in these conflicts.
Well, you know. Yeah, as you know, every lead is different. And some of them, you know, there have been some times where, like, Chris has to step in. And he actually did tonight. We can talk about that later. But for the most part, she's somebody who is ready and you know, will handle it herself and just knows what she's going to say. And the fact that, like, because the one thing Yosef did do was he came in and it was as if it's like, oh, can I just steal her for a minute? And he sits down, like, she's sort of like, yeah, okay, let me hear it. Let me talk to you, you know. And then she immediately was like ready.
She's really calm. And like at first mm-hmm. It was interesting because she didn't know what his agenda was.
Yeah.
Is it like,
because
does he want to say something nice? She was like,
she was taking it all in.
Where mm-hmm. is he going with this? And then she's like trying to relate. And he's just like, she goes, I couldn't believe this. She's like, my mom's dying.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
And he cuts her off. He's like, excuse me, I'm not finished.
That was the best.
The woman just said, my mom is dying mm-hmm. and you're such an asshole and disinterested
and
in what she has to say.
In a way where she's trying to find common ground.
Yeah.
Like, I totally get it. You've left your daughter. Like, I've left, like, we're in this together. Maybe we can bond over this. And it's like.
And he just shuts her up.
Adult talking.
Oh my God. I'm like, what a horrible human you are.
I know.
And then he just like. Yeah, and then he like, and he's like, and then second, and then he like almost half smiles, like he can't wait to get it off his chest, and then it's just like you said, it's insult after insult.
Oh, yeah,
it's just like we get it,
right?
You didn't like that, mm-hmm. you don't have like,
yeah.
And he's like, in case I haven't hurt your feelings yet, let me keep going. It's just like,
What are the key points here? Your age. Let me see.
It's an embarrassment.
Yeah, exactly.
This whole time, mm-hmm. God, I really hate it when people on the show who have kids come on the show and use their kids as like an excuse for either their behavior or choices they make, or they're so worried how things mm-hmm. come across. It's like, first of all, if you're so obsessed with protecting your kid and what they don't go on a reality TV show.
Right. Absolutely.
Right? And parents can go on the show, but if you're going to be such a tightly wound person like that, then maybe...
Well, you certainly don't strike, at least me, as somebody who's there looking for a stepmother for his child. For your child.
Also, like, no. The only thing you gave an example of is make sure you... In the future, show this clip to your daughter on how you should not talk to women.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I know.
It was really brutal to watch. And because she was kind of being like, okay, I just listened to you for 20 minutes. Please just let me respond to you. Mm-hmm. And then he just kept going and going and going. And there's only one way thing to do there. She can only be like a little bit defensive and try to protect herself from this like craziness.
He was the bad breaker-upper on Seinfeld.
Yes, exactly. But even that, you're exactly right. It almost feels like he just came on with this plan of like
hurting
I'm just
her.
Waiting for when I can go and give this speech and just
he like confused like the people who are like oh I just want to be, I'm gonna be you know me I'm gonna be honest and real is like you're just being an asshole.
No, that was like there's honest and real and then there's whatever it was that you did.
Yeah, if you don't like listen, I know people had opinions about the double standard of the date or whatever. Whether like fine, like the show. Has I mean on Crystal season they had women in bikinis on tractors and we can
that's right
like
yeah.
we've I've done some embarrassing things on the show it's like again fine but if it's not for you why did you show up
right
you know
and you wouldn't be on that date. Like I do get it by the way if you're like I don't want to do something that also if he was on that date he could have said I've got a daughter at home I don't feel like stripping down. I'm not going to, you know.
I don't think Claire would have shamed him.
No, nobody would have shamed him. She would have said, I totally understand. Yosef, you're, you know, exempt from the stripping because, you know, I get it. You have a daughter at home.
Yeah. And while Claire maybe suggested, who knows where the idea came from.
Yeah.
These guys seem willing participants.
Absolutely.
They were all like, oh, you want me to take my pants? Also, I'm pretty sure that when the game was over, Claire didn't even ask them. Half the guys were like, oh, wait, I'm supposed to get naked. And like willingly took the rest of their clothes off.
Also, by the way, that place, it was so damn hot. Like most of us, if you wanted to go out and do anything, I remember we played pickleball once. It was not till 9:30 at night because it was so damn hot. It's hot. You're going crazy. You know, you're just looking for something to break up the monotony. And you know what it's like, too. It's like you're there. You're sort of, you know, why not?
Yeah. So... Yosef sucks. For the rest of his life, he will be the person you just swipe left on because
I don't think. Yeah, exactly. What I think he will be a footnote. Like I don't think he'll ever return in any iteration of a Bachelor thing. And he'll be. I mean, it's funny. I think it's amazing how quickly we then forget about these guys. I mean, there was a guy on Ashley Abair's season, Bentley, who was like the famous like you know. I can't wait to break up with her. I hope my hair looks good. Or, just, you know, completely. Because she was like, that was the front runner at that point. And now it's sort of like he's a footnote. I'm sure he's somebody that, you know, he walks around and has a normal life. Yeah. And that's fine. And that will be Yosef at some point. But
he was... it was weird because I know who you're talking about. I've seen clips of him. And there have been other people with certainly bad moments. But... He looked like he enjoyed being mean.
Well, it was crazy when he said something out of it. He's like, you're almost, instead of like you're 39, you're almost 40 or something like that. Like,
yeah. And
it was everything short of like, you know, you're about to expire.
Yeah.
Like it was just crazy.
Also, like you can maturity at any, like.
It just
who
was.
Who said she had to be the most mature bachelorette?
Right.
Maybe she wants to, you know, what does that mean?
I mean, that's right. First of all, how do we measure maturity? Certainly on this show.
Yeah.
But, it was, it was just bizarre.
Well, it's back to school season, and I don't know if your kids are in school or you're teaching from home, but that either way, it can be stressful. It can give you a headache. So make sure, if you are struggling from headaches, to try essential oils. It's better than ibuprofen.
Yes.
It's a great non-invasive way to try to help with those headaches. It can.
Yes.
It's been really helpful for a lot of my customers. So always try that before you start relying on things like ibuprofen. In addition to that, it's just a clean way of scenting your indoor air, non-toxins, no carcinogens, just 100% USDA certified essential oils. You can diffuse them into your air. They're great for a bath. As Chrissy mentioned, you can put them in a spray bottle and spray it and mist it. I had customers say they put a drop in their mask. You know, if you want to do that.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
It's great putting on a wool ball in your laundry instead of the toxins you put in your dryer sheets.
not great. So essential oils you can use for all different ways, and the best thing about them is they're non-toxic and they don't have chemicals in it, and especially Natural Habits USDA organic certified. NHOils.com, code Chrissy, Krissy, for 30% off, free shipping. NHOils.com. So he leaves, mm-hmm. All the guys are upset, and then magically in walks Dale.
Right.
He's like,
yes.
It's like, where was he when this was going on? It was just,
that's right.
It aired kind of weird, mm-hmm. where it was just all of a sudden Dale's there.
There he is, yeah.
And yeah.
That's usually Chris Harrison's job to appear from out of nowhere. Tonight it's Dale.
Dale, he's just like, mm-hmm. I got this, Chris.
That's right.
And then
exactly.
We get this kind of that classic in love music, mm-hmm. in, you know, obviously, like, you guys know what happens, right? So it's being aired in a way where we're just accepting
right.
Dale and Claire as mm-hmm. as a couple,
yes.
more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And so Claire lets us know that she's falling in love with Dale.
I mean, that's definitely a big thing is you play up if somebody is, whether it's a front runner or where they're going to be, that, they're sort of this is the bonding moment. Because it is about bonding moments. It's about those things that really sort of push you together.
Totally. And so then, okay, we're on to the next week, I guess, and then there's a group date, and this is more, you know, Claire and Dale, and then the rest of the guys basically mm-hmm. realizing it's Claire and Dale.
This is when it started to take a turn to where it's like, okay, this is getting not untenable, but this is different.
Yeah. So, you know, and then was that the... So wait, was that the date where Claire cancels, if Deanna shows up?
Claire canceled the day part of the date.
Okay.
Yeah, the day part.
Deanna came in.
Which is such, mm-hmm. for any, I know Easy was upset about it. And
yeah.
He just mm-hmm. doesn't know the difference, but he just probably saved himself from, like, you know.
Right.
Jumping jacks and well, slime there's a, or something exactly. embarrassing there, thing.
You know, and especially here. Yeah. There's no travel. You know, it's not like, oh, we were going to go explore, you know, classic ruins in Greece or something. It's like you're at La Quinta in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
You're probably going to go and you're gonna sweat have a your ass competition off. And
or
that's
something.
Right, exactly. Or a belly flop thing in the pool.
Who knows?
So that's exactly right. But you're also looking to get out, too. And honestly, any time at this point with Claire is important. So I get, but you're right. It's like it wasn't that big of a deal. But Deanna comes in.
You guys and they have a talk, and mm-hmm. she's just basically like, I love Dale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's like, okay. And then it's just kind of like this tightrope of Claire trying to still be the bachelorette, mm-hmm. but also falling for Dale.
And Deanna was a different bachelorette to where, you know, it's like, had it been JoJo having that conversation, she might have said, like, that's great that you know it's him, but, you know, don't forget there's other guys here.
Mm-hmm.
Even though in her case, again, I think she knew it was Jordan.
Yeah.
And it was Jordan. But yeah, Deanna, I think, was more like a wow, I can just see it on your face. And
Claire is very whatever Claire's feeling, you always see it on her face.
Yeah, absolutely. And
which I think makes her very entertaining.
Yeah.
So maybe
she's very excited about owning a pair of his pants, which is great.
Yeah. So they go on the date, and then obviously Dale wants. So here's where Dale kind of like, he's walking this tightrope. And I see both sides. I've mm-hmm. been in Dale's position where I feel like I'm getting a lot of attention
mm-hmm.
and this is great. I want the attention from the girl I mm-hmm. like. Great. And then you're just worried about, oh, fuck, what are the guys?
Right.
What are the guys going to do? And I get the guy's point of view. They're just like, this is above and beyond of like, I mean, I know she likes him, but Jesus.
If anything, you'd think she would be, normally she'd be like, okay, you know, Dale, you and I, like, you know, this is great. I'm going to go and give the other guys a chance.
She seems to, like, mentally check out when she's with Dale.
She definitely does. I think that's right. I think, if anything, sometimes those guys are the ones that, like, you almost would have thought after night one, he'd be the one that didn't get a date week two.
Yeah.
And then he gets special time at the cocktail party.
Well, I'm...
But... She just can't help it.
Yeah. Like, again, with, you know, Vanessa, it's not like I didn't know Vanessa was the one night one, but she was my front runner.
If she's a front runner, it's almost like, okay, you're the front runner. It's great. There's still 20 some odd women here.
That's why, so like Vanessa, I've told this story. Vanessa was the only one who wasn't going to get the first impression rose.
Right.
That's why she never got a group date rose. Cause I was like, I like you.
Yeah,
and I want to make sure that
I don't give myself away.
Exactly. You know? That's right.
And so Claire's just like, nah. And here's my question to you. When Dale got, I think, is already his second group date, mm-hmm. Rose, were you guys already having conversations behind the scenes of changing the season? Because to me, it's just like, I mean, Claire's going to give it who she wants to, but there's like a negotiation sometimes, like, or Dale's already gotten one, or is it just like...
No, it was definitely, she was, again, she's very strong. She has these feels like this is what she wanted. She had insisted that Dale be on that first group date. Like she, because again, I think it probably would have been like, okay, Dale.
Usually you don't,
yeah,
right?
You don't.
Often the first impression Rose does.
Like I remember Brad Womack's second season, Emily Maynard didn't go that first week.
Yeah.
And then he went and set up the night to rose ceremony, cocktail party. He set up like a little picnic just for her to say, you know, like, I wanted to make sure that, you know, you knew you got some really extra special time.
Yeah.
And that's probably what would have happened with Dale.
Yeah,
like, it wasn't like, okay, this is a great idea. Let's have Claire and Dale have more time.
I got the first impression Rose on Andy's season. Didn't have a date the second
week.
That's
right.
You know, like, that's kind of pretty common. It's just like, all right,
but it makes sense because it's like, okay, you're there. Let's see what else is out there. There's still so many people.
So Dale gets his, well, I guess before he gets his second group date, Rose, you know, I feel for Dale. He goes back in, gets more time. Mm-hmm. I got no problem with someone getting more time. But he lied. Mm-hmm. And it's because I really liked how Easy was just like, hey, man, I get it.
Right.
I love Easy. He's super easy. He's super chill.
Yeah. And he's like, he's the best.
Just let this be real. Like, it's fine. Right. You're breaking the rules. You're getting you're being greedy with your time. I get it, man. But don't treat us like idiots, which I totally get and totally respect. And Dale, that's where it read, like, just own up to it. He just kept lying.
Yeah.
He kept being that politician he's being accused of being, where it's just like, we know the truth. Treat us like adults. And that was my really only criticism of Dale this episode, is that one moment where it was like, why are you lying?
Right. I think I think this is, nobody knows quite how to treat this. I don't think he knows what to do.
That
it's
is
funny.
True.
And this is, I remember at this point, this is where I started to think, gosh, the real shame of it is that they're not on Paradise right now. Because it would have changed everything.
Yeah.
Like, this is, this would have been great. They would have been able to go off. They would have been there the entire time. We never would have seen them the rest of the series until the end.
Right.
Because that's
classic,
the worst couple. Yeah. The Jade
classic
and Tanner.
Jade and Tanner
that you
story.
Never see until the end where they propose.
Yeah.
But it would have been great. It's so, of all, and of course with Claire, because nothing ever comes easy to Claire. It's like, she's been on Paradise 2 times. She, you know, she was on Winter Games, and now the one time she's the Bachelorette, it's where she would have been better off in that group setting.
In Paris. That's a great point. I never really thought about that.
And so that was the problem. And that is when it did. There's always been, we've always had that contingency in the back of our mind of like, well, what if a lead quits? Or what if somebody happens? Or what if, you know, the guy, like, there's always been a worst case scenario that it's literally mentioned once in a breath and then never again.
I was going to ask you that. I've heard rumblings on other seasons that there were at least conversations about maybe replacing a lead or having, is that?
Never.
Is
it, I think maybe sometimes you sort of fantasize about that, like, oh, that'd be so cool or wouldn't that be great? But it
never
got beyond
far.
When you're just speculative, what if?
Okay. Gotcha.
But it certainly is not a foreign idea.
Yeah, you could almost argue after how many seasons, shocking that it took this long for.
But it was always about they're gonna walk off, or and you know, as the lead, as somebody, you have moments where you're like, I'm done, I'm out.
Yeah,
every
day you feel like that.
You know, so it is always the gosh, if that really happens, what would we do?
Yeah.
It was sort of never the, oh my gosh, what if they've met this person and we got to just shut the whole thing down?
Yeah, that is crazy.
You know, but this is when that started to become real.
Okay, and so now that date, Dale gets the group date, Rose. Then we go on to the one-on-one.
Yes.
No, the one-on-one.
One-on-one with Zach,
With Zach. Can you shed some light on what happened? Because it's obviously... It looked like kind of a very uncomfortable situation.
Yeah, I think it was just a confluence of events of, like, her head. She really was trying... She still was... And again, so it wasn't, like, ringing the alarm bells. Like, oh, my God, like, we've got to shut everything down, bring somebody new in. But it still was... She really was trying on that date, and she talks about that too. So I think it was then, and I think just the chemistry wasn't there, and then it was just that awkward moment with the kiss, and then you see, I mean, I think it's sort of explained that he just sort of grabbed her in a way. It does.
It reads like, yeah.
It does read aggressive.
She kisses him. He like didn't give her anything. He didn't pull away. There was a confusion. Then he.
Well, he was so upset by the fact he did. I think he just wanted to say, like, no, I did want to kiss. I don't.
But then, he goes to grab her as if he's trying to pull her in, but then she pulls away. So then it looks really aggressive and uncomfortable.
I mean, Claire is sort of. When we talked to her, when we met with her about being Bachelorette, she had mentioned, she said, you know, no matter what happens, I just want to say thank you because the Juan Pablo experience, I've never realized it, but when I said that to him, I was actually talking to every horrible relationship I've had, and I found my voice and I became stronger. And she alluded to that there were some bad relationships, and she's talked about it here, but nothing more, you know, that I know of. I mean, maybe some of the producers who were like day to day and super close know the specifics, but clearly she's been in relationships where it was not, you know, great, there was, I don't know if there's abuse or what it was, but as she said, like, I was triggered by that, whether he meant it or not.
So then, you know, so Chris comes in.
Yeah, at that point, it's like, okay, already everybody's behind with Dale anyway. Like, Zach, like, there's just no way to make up that ground.
Okay. So, yeah, it was, as a viewer, but it was just like, is this, I don't know if this, like, is there more to this? Is it
I don't think there was, but I think, again, Claire's very decisive. She was like, you know, there's no point in sitting and having dinner.
Yeah.
And I think every lead is different. I think some bachelors would be like, okay, we can have dinner and we'll see what happens.
Well, and that makes sense. I mean, she was uncomfortable, and I guess there's no point in.
There isn't. I think you take Dale out of the equation. Maybe there was, and maybe it would have been a completely. They could have talked about this, and she could have seen. But I think that she's getting to that point, and it's weird. It's, you know, we talk about butterfly effects. Like, maybe I think this is one of the things too, where she's just thinking, there's just no point to this, you know. And we heard it, I think it was on that the group date with Dale, where she's talking to Chris, like, okay, let's hurry this up, let's go, you know.
Yeah, let's hurry it along. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she tells somebody, so let's hurry along and get through the rest of these guys out,
you know. And it's one thing after one thing after one thing, and it's just telling her, like, no, I know where I want to be, and it's not here.
Okay. Yeah, so Zach's gone. And then we go back. Then what's next after that? She goes into another group date, right?
The group date.
Another group date.
The roast.
The roast. Okay, yeah.
Which seems like, whether it was either on Bachelorette or your time as Bachelorette, that would have been a perfect date for you.
Which, how so? Yeah.
Because you have a very good sense of humor about yourself, and you just have a good sense of humor in general, but you certainly are somebody who...
It depends on what... I would have appreciated...
You certainly take a good... Yeah. I always feel like, you know, you've been... roasted a lot, and you take it in stride.
Yeah, I have. I've had to survive.
Yeah, even just your Bachelor in Paradise credit.
That was that was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So they have the roast, which I've kind of enjoyed how the producers have adjusted to the new norm. Quarantine, you can't.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and it all still works. Mm-hmm. It's the simplicity of it all. Yeah. You don't even really need the extravagant acts or the crowds. Well, which would be a nice mix up, but like,
yeah, I mean, episode 3, this is roughly what we'd be doing anyway in LA.
Yeah,
you know, we'd be doing a roast. I mean, we did one Caitlin season that was literally right down the street from here with Amy Schumer,
which was right before I showed up.
Yes, that's right, exactly. So see, you would have missed that. Damn it, it would have been so great.
Yeah. And I've always wanted to meet Amy Schumer, and I haven't had.
Oh, she was very nice.
which that really was catapulted. Like, that was before she was mainstream.
She had done Inside Amy Schumer, but I remember I had seen an early cut of Trainwreck, and I told her, like, she had done that, because I remember telling her, like, oh, it was really good. I thought it was great. So she was just about to really explode.
Yeah.
But it was a big deal for us. It was like, that's. You know, sometimes
that was smart
get them,
on you, because she was going to explode either way.
But
she had
liked it, so that was great. But, you know, normally, you know, it just depends on the caliber. Like, I remember we had Luke Bryan right before, but then other times it's just like, who are you and what are you doing?
You never
here?
Know. But yeah, she really blew up after that. Yeah. That's that's cool to know that Trent, you had seen Trainwreck and you kind of got ahead of it.
Yeah. So, but it was more. She was a fan of the show, and we were excited. And but yeah, so we'd done that. But Margaret Cho, we had, who was also fantastic.
She, how did that happen? Is she a fan of the show, or
she's a fan of the show, and you know was. Again, wasn't really doing anything, was happy. I mean, she had to come in quarantine.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big deal. So, Margaret Cho, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Margaret.
Yeah.
She really, that's true. To, like, really
it's
go.
It's a big deal, yeah.
To after quarantine.
And I hope everybody tuned into the credits to watch Claire, which were jokes, you know,
those,
Margaret
I
helped
loved,
her with.
I loved her.
That
her,
was Margaret.
Her
so,
Claire,
yeah.
Of her roast of Chris was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny. By the way, don't you
say,
think
like,
now,
the journey
right
begins?
Before you, yeah, right before you seal the deal, you say, let the journey begin. I'm wondering now, like, if he started doing that.
To
he's probably like, I
Lauren?
Never thought of that, but now I'm going to,
we should ask Lauren.
Yeah, exactly.
Man. So the roast starts, and quickly we realize these guys have had about enough of Dale.
Yeah.
I give Dale a lot of credit. He definitely...
Well, he seems to have one facial expression, which is a very nice smile.
And he knows it's a nice smile.
And a smolder. It's like a smoldering eye with a smile.
Whether he's getting roasted, whether he's, you know, the guys are screaming about taking all the time with Claire or modeling for Party City. It's the same look.
Yeah.
You know?
I told this to Rob before we started that Nikki Glazer, our guest last week, was in the streets of New York. And New York is a quieter city than usual these days. And she was driving. It was her and her friend at a stoplight. And the only person on the street who walked by was Dale last week. I don't know, just a random
that
anecdote.
That is bizarre.
Pretty bizarre, pretty random.
It starts to think all these stories we talked about, everything, like it's, you just start to see we really are all connected.
Yeah, we're all connected.
It's very bizarre.
Dale is doing costume model poses.
That's right. But so he sits and he takes it in stride.
Do you know if there was more? I mean, there's always more to the dates because there's only so much they can show. But was it really just all Dale, or was that what we got to
there's
see?
Always a lot of it was just horrible jokes. Like these guys are
not
you
comedians.
Can't get you know Margaret can't you know when a roast happens, it's weeks and weeks, and a lot of it. Nikki is the greatest at it right now. I think
the greatest.
She is the best, and she does her own stuff, and then she'll also help. You know, when somebody like Martha Stewart shows up or somebody who's not that or Claire, obviously. So it was a lot of just bad jokes that they, you know, they tried. And obviously the best ones for storyline was Dale. Otherwise it would have been, you know, whoever, you know, had beef at that point or whatever. They work a lot better at this point. The best one I think we ever did was when Jake Pavelka did it because the girls just all... like roasted each other and it was just funny and it was you found out things that were going on in the house that were kind of funny. But here the best storyline was all the roast of Dale.
The roast of Dale. And he took it in stride. Not an easy thing to do to have all...
Now it wasn't also horrible either. I think the roast date that we had that went most terribly wrong was Ashley Hebert because it was, you know, a woman, first of all, you have to roast a woman unless she's a comedian. Like, obviously, Nikki Glazer gets hit hard when she does it or when you, but somebody like, you know, as you know your audience, like Claire is sensitive. Like, you don't roast her. Like, there's a, you know, like basically what Yosef did. That's Yosef, if he was on this day, probably would have done the same thing just in roast form.
Could you imagine if Yosef was
no,
on that
No, it would have been horrible.
Terrible.
So, and Ashley's, it was a lot of personal stuff of, you know, oh, I thought you were going to be Emily Maynard, or I thought you were going to be some,
so
I mean, it was just,
were...
it was mean.
Oh.
It was horrible. So, this one with Dale, I actually thought as bad as it was, and it was sort of truth in the form of a joke, but it wasn't so bad. That
it was all
like,
kind of fun and funny until Bennett came on. And then Bennett was like, I'm not even a try to make jokes. I'm just going to...
Yeah, Ben is just going to do... It's a spoken word monologue about what's going on here right now.
Yeah, like, let me just inform you what's going on in the group. I like Bennett.
He's great. I mean, I think it's funny. I've talked about this, how it's sort of the, whatever you call the villain role. Not that Bennett's the villain, but clearly you see him in your things like, oh, he's the Harvard rich guy. That's
yeah, well, the show's
you know.
Evolved.
The
right?
show has evolved.
4 years ago, mm-hmm. he's the obvious villain.
He's
I think.
The obvious villain yeah. that comes in, and he's who I would equate him to was on Emily Maynard's season. Yeah,
what's his name? Kalen? Kalen?
Kalen.
Yeah.
And, you know, when he comes in the helicopter and he's all suave and dashy and then, you know, refers to Emily's daughter as baggage. And then, and first of all, I don't think that Bennett would do that. He's not that guy.
Seems like a really nice guy. And the guys yeah. really like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. He's a certain type of guy.
He knows he even mm-hmm. mentioned, I think, that in the kind of the roast. Like yeah. He's in on the joke.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like he knows. It's no, a, it's, he still, he, like he still does. Like he's the guy who will talk that he mm-hmm. goes to Harvard
That's
and he
right.
will like once in a while say the douchey thing, but he's aware that it is still kind
no,
of
he's
douchey.
Aware of it. He yeah. gets it. And it's why I think Margaret's like her remarks about him were so great. Cause he does remind you of American Psycho or something like that.
Yeah.
So,
he's like one of those guys from like Southern Charm.
Yes. That's right.
I mean, when he's wearing the glasses, I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm waiting for like Superman to come out. Like he
that's
looks
right.
like Clark Kent. Like he's really got a Clark Kent thing going
no,
on.
No, he's one of those guys that you think, God, I hope we can figure out a way to make Paradise happen. Cause there's so many great guys. That,
oh yeah.
You know,
you got a great group of guys for Paradise.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have four, basically, pawns to...
I'll tell you what. I've kind of joked with some of the producers. It's a lot of... You have too much talent because you missed a season.
No, we'll have four to go from between Peter, Claire, Matt James, and then whoever the Bachelorette
You'll have some
is.
Disappointed mm-hmm. people. And there's just not enough.
It is amazing, I know.
And it's going to... Well, for
or
the viewers,
we could
it's
just
be
go
great.
Extra. We could just go extra large and just have people... coming in, you know, we could just go all summer.
You could.
So but I hope, and obviously that's the next thing, now that we've figured out the bubbles for Bachelor and Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise is next, but Bennett will be great on there.
He will. Yes.
Yeah,
he was made for Paradise.
He absolutely was.
So Claire's obviously then upset about mm-hmm. the roast of Dale.
I
thought Dale handled it pretty well, and like so at this point, where are we at with, like, the guys seem to be
Well, the guys are starting to be in revolt.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it was a combination of Claire is sort of fixated on Dale. And you can see, you know, those shots with producers, you don't really like to show because it even, you know, breaking the fourth wall. And especially now, I think we've tried to show producers less and less, if at all possible. And we had to show that scene where she's just like, that wasn't funny. That was just... So you can see what's going through Claire's head. And then, yeah, the guys are just like, you know, this is all she does. This is more at the cocktail party when every one-on-one is about, so tell me why you said that about
Dale.
Tell me what goes
so
on about Dale. I mean, Bennett, again, to his point, what I loved about Bennett was like, he's like, I kind of told you what I feel about Dale. Like, that's it. Like, let's, you and I, like,
yeah.
And poor Bennett, every time he gets a one-on-one time with Claire, he gets the shaft. Like,
he
that
totally
was last week.
She just leaves him.
She just leaves him. And it was the funniest thing when you were there. Like, he's just sitting there. He's like, well, what the hell's going on?
I'm pretty sure,
like she didn't say, come with me. I'm going to talk to the guys.
Yeah,
like,
just left him there.
She just left him there and he just stayed there.
He was still there until this week.
Basically, that's about what it was like. So, yeah, like that, and this is when, and obviously sort of, it was, at the time, it was sort of controversial, and again, this is when it was really like, oh my God, like, we've really got to start thinking, is that when she didn't give out that rose, and just gave it to herself.
That was, I felt like I saw that coming, where now mm-hmm. she's just like, yeah, she does,
yeah.
It's like, Dale's not on this date, I'm not going to give a rose.
Right.
Like, it's...
That was it, I mean, that was really it, and that was when we started making the call.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And where there, I don't know if you can answer this. Was it more Claire decided to leave, or you guys said this is, we can't get through this whole season the way this is going because she was becoming so resistant to,
it
because
was,
again, there's one thing mm-hmm. of like me liking Vanessa or JoJo liking Jordan or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but you either in your head convince yourself to give these guys another chance or you fake it enough to get through it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, and again, who knows, if, say, even if we had shut down for a couple weeks and the guys were out there and she'd seen Dale and decided, like, you know, this is, I've seen him, this is love at first sight, just looking at him. And I don't think that was the case. I do think it was sort of, she definitely had some feelings, but it was that connection when they met out of the limo. And I know the guys talk about this, you know, I'm not tipping a little bit till next week, but she, you know, she's asked, like, did you guys speak before this season? And she swears on, like, the most, you know, basically on her dad's grave, which is about the most sacred thing you can, that they didn't. Like, she's never seen this guy, had never done it. But I just wonder, had we shut down, but we had flattened the curve and we could have done a regular season with travel, maybe it would have been like, well, you still have, whatever it is, 6 more weeks at La Quinta. So it's sort of at that point, maybe it was like, I just can't fake it through this.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. I wonder how much the environment that they were in played a role, or your guys' even ability to do what you did, being,
right,
you know, 2 hours down the road as opposed to in Asia.
I think it was just this one person that she believes is, you know, I mean, she said it. I think I met my husband. Not like, I think this is,
oh yeah,
this is my front runner, or this is it. This is my husband. And I think she just couldn't keep doing it anymore. I think she was sort of going crazy a little bit.
Yeah. So you guys tease at the end of the episode, Tayshia has the whatever, money shot, glamour shot,
you know, exactly.
Like the hero shot, heroine shot. You know, and she, you know, so you guys are now finally mentioning for the first time, without all the rumors that are out there, that Tayshia is somehow going to be part of this season.
Yes, Tayshia will be part of the season starting next week. Okay. Also, by the way, quick announcement. Next Tuesday, I think everyone knows we have an election going on. So the show will not be airing. It will be airing on Thursday.
I found out about that from Juliet.
Okay, good. Excellent. I forget if I told that to Juliet or if she just knew, but
So yeah, programming.
So programming, it will be on Thursday. So important, but so that this is where, as Chris Harrison says, the Bachelorette will blow up.
Yeah, and we've seen the preview of Chris going to Claire, and you blew up the Bachelorette. Yeah. And then how much can you share with us about if Tayshia, in fact, obviously takes over, are we going to still be able to see Claire and Dale's relationship throughout?
That will be chronicled, not a ton, because, again, similar to what we were saying about Paradise with Jaden Tanner, it's like there's no point to show people in their honeymoon phase. Like, it's like, you know, it's all good. But you won't see, but it will be chronicled. Okay. Absolutely.
I've had this question come up from people a couple times, so I wanted to ask you, and I hope it's the case. With COVID, there's no guarantees, but maybe the more than any season ever, I am so looking forward to the men tell all.
Yes, there will be a tell-all. Okay. Absolutely.
Because most of the time I'm like, tell-all, whatever.
No, it will be different, but there will be a tell-all.
Because I really can't wait. Mm-hmm. Because there's so many questions about, like, how it all went down from the men's point of view, the transition
and
from
some
Claire
of that will
to Tayshia.
Will be addressed throughout the season.
Oh,
as well.
It will. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Nice so tease. So you'll see some of that too. But yes, there will be a tell-all as well.
Okay. Good. I'm glad. I wasn't really sure because, you know,
no,
never COVID.
It was, trust me, it was not a foregone conclusion.
Yeah. Cause
it was a lot of difficulty, you know, and also you have to remember they had to go right from Bachelorette into Bachelor.
Yeah.
Which was also a bit of a problem. Great. Like, it just was, they're just cranking. Yeah.
Speaking of, before we let you go, anything you can tease? How's filming going?
It's fantastic.
Going great.
Yeah. Matt is definitely, he did something night one that we've never had happen before.
Okay.
It's not what you'd think though. It's really crazy. And just everything is great. The resort is much, much bigger.
Okay.
So it's great having a bigger bubble. And it's just different. It's a different look. So that's great. And the girls are fantastic. It's going really well. Mm-hmm. And he is not, singled in on one person either.
Okay.
I feel confident saying this. Matt James will be the only Bachelor this season.
All right.
You heard it here first.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. And that airs
January 4th, I believe.
Well, Rob, I know you're a busy guy, so we'll let you go. But we really appreciate you coming.
Oh, it's great catching up. Absolutely.
And catching up. Congrats on all the success that going over on ABC.
Thanks,
all the
buddy.
The shows, the game shows that you have going on.
Buddy.
Always a ton of fun. We appreciate you coming. We'll always hope to have you back.
Absolutely.
Anything else before we let the people go?
No, I think
that's it.
All right.
Well, make sure to tune in tomorrow for our great episode with Ryan, our hypnotist life coach, who talks about having a healthy relationship with yourself before you can have a healthy relationship with someone else. And we see it on demonstrated on The Bachelorette sometimes.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
The Bachelor.
That's right.
So
very true.
Check us out, and don't forget to send your questions at asknickatcastmedia.com, cast with a K. And until next time, we'll see you in like 6 hours when we drop another episode, or tomorrow, or whenever it is you guys tune in. Thanks for listening.